Arrowhead,
Ahana Celtic,
Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers,
Benbulbin FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Kirchheen Celtic,
St John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic,
Pottery Bowls,
Eel Cover,
Glen Celtic,
Bannocks Adair United,
Merville United,
Kilglass and Enniscrone United.
And 083 3500 530 is the number to text or WhatsApp if you want to contact the Youth Soccer Podcast at any stage. For a change, Tina Byrne is with us, but not in person. She's on the line. Evening to you, Tina.
Hi, Austin. How are you? How are you?
I'm well. What part of the country are you in this evening?
I'm heading east. I got an interview for the FAI position, so I'm heading up to Abbottstown now as we speak.
Very good. So you have your chief executive resume prepared.
I'll
ask you some governance test questions before the end of the podcast. Anyway,
I was listening to the news talk there with some of the match from Old Trafford. So I'm on the way to the city. All right. So no coffee for yourself or Adrian today, I'm afraid.
What a pity. Anyway, let's crack on with the results. Yep. Talk us through what's been happening over the last 7 days.
Yeah, we've had quite a lot of midweek fixtures. I'll go through the results. People like to hear their team and how they got on, etc. So we have under-12 boys, Group A, Ballymote Celtic 0, Manor Hamilton Rangers 2, Ballysadare United 4, Strand Celtic 1. Girls under-12, Gertrude Celtic 3, Strand Green 4. Boys under-14, Group A, Shield, Gertrude Celtic 3, Manor Hamilton Rangers 2. Boys under-16, Group A, Cup Semi-Final, Valley Rovers 2, Merville United 2. Boys under-14, Group A, Cup Semi-Final, Arrow Hearts 2, Real Tubber 2. Girls under-16, Ballymote Celtic 3, Manor Hamilton Rangers 0. Benbulbin FC 0, Colry Bowls 2, Ballysadare United 0, Real Tubber 3. Boys under-12, Group C, Shield, Boyle Celtic 1, Yates United 2. Boys under-15, Group A, Real Tubber 3, Ballysadare United 0. Merville United 3, Manor Hamilton Rangers 1. Boys under-12, Group C, Cup Final, Strand Celtic 1, St John's FC 3. Under 13 boys, Division 1, Carrick Town 0, Benbulbin FC 4. Boys under 12, Group B, Shield Semi-Final, St John's 3, Manor Hamilton Rangers 0. Girls under 12, Shield, Colry Bowes 1, Merville United 0. Boys under 13, Division 1, Shield, Ballygawley Celtic 2, Dromore Villa 3, Ballymote Celtic 1, Strand Celtic 0. Boys under 14, Group A, Shield Final, Ballysadare United 1, Gertrude Celtic 5. And girls under 16, Manor Hamilton Rangers 1, Benbulbin FC 3. So that was really, Austin, there's a lot of midweek fixtures, and I do try and incorporate them when I'm reading out the results, because there wasn't an awful lot of league fixtures yesterday, but a lot of stuff happened during the week. So most of those results were weekly fixtures. And that's why there was quite a few.
Sure. Well, there may not have been a big volume of games this weekend locally, Tina, but there was a pile of drama at the showgrounds today and yesterday and Friday for the 2019 Sligo Super Cup.
Yeah, the Super Cup. Now, I was in yesterday and, you know, again, as I said last week, it's a 9v9 under-12, and it has a kind of an international feel to it. Like, there was teams from Aberdeen, Leeds United, Derby County. Their academies were over. There was 8 teams competing, and they sort of came to a close this morning. There was finals on, or place finals, like first and second, third, fourth, etc. So really, really good by the Irish-based teams. The winners of the competition overall were the Donegal League. Their under-12s won, and it was quite dramatic because it was 0-0 at full time, 0-0 at extra time. It went to penalties, and Donegal won by 3-1 on the penalty shootout. Our own Sligo Leitrim team did very, very well. They were competing for the 5th and 6th position against their close neighbours Mayo. So it was really good to see all the local teams leading up the charge. Now, Sligo Leitrim won another penalty shootout there. And it was really, really good. And a couple of lads that caught my eye, there was a fabulous goal by James Lavin from Ballymote, a 40-yard free kick, absolutely superb. And what really kept Sligo Leitrim in it was their keeper, Jack Breheny. And I believe he's a Ballymote Celtic player as well, or he lives in that region. But some really, really good play. So they were fifth, Mayo were sixth, and third was Aberdeen, and Leeds were fourth. And I think Leeds have a connection kind of with Sligo, because I think that's where Alan Cawley went to his first club, if I'm not
that's
mistaken.
Right.
So, and we had a couple of, like, we had Nicky Byrne from Westlife. His son, Rocco, was playing with the DDSL. So there was a level of, you know, there was a level of profile. But the competition, I have to say, really fabulously organised. The facilities, referees, everything was superb. And anybody I overheard talking on the visiting teams were nothing only complimentary about everything about the weekend. And we kind of escaped Storm Hannah as well, so we didn't get... You know, it was showery and a little bit, you know, wet and damp and all that, but nothing to stop the games going ahead, etc. So all good on that front.
Absolutely, and a real lovely atmosphere. And I actually was at the showground this morning for that A final and watched Donegal win that penalty shootout against Dublin District Schoolboys League. And delightful scenes there.
Yeah, I would have loved to have got in this morning, but just, you know, as they say, you can't be everywhere. You know, you can't be everywhere. So I just wasn't able to make it in this morning, but I watched some of it. It was a live stream, so I watched some of that. I probably didn't get enough of the atmosphere from watching it sort of online, but I still gathered, like, the Donegal team, and there was loads of compliments coming in from all players from Donegal, and really, really good. Like, there was one guy, he must have his own little fan club up in Raphoe. He was getting loads of messages on I think it was Twitter or Facebook or something. Everybody was wishing this lad well, so he obviously was a key part of the team. But really, really good to see them doing well, you know.
And I'm sure there'll be quite a homecoming in Donegal later on. And there's more great football coming to Sligo next weekend, Tina, because the Connacht underage finals are coming.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not sick of underage soccer from this weekend, please, honestly, great, great action next weekend. Just to give a brief background on this, normally the Connacht finals would be held at the ground of the team whose name was pulled out first out of the hat or whatever. So, but in the last couple of seasons, it has been decided that each league will host. Now, Sligo Leitrim hosted a few years ago. The finals were out in Strand Celtic's pitch, and it was really, really fantastic. And everybody had a great time. This year, it's going to be hosted in the IT. There's a grass pitch there and an Astra pitch there. And it's a culmination of the Sligo Leitrim Youth League, which I'm a member of, the Sligo Leitrim and District Soccer League, which would be more commonly known as the Junior League, the Irish Soccer Referees Association Sligo branch, huge part to play in that, and the IT in Sligo. And these facilities have, and all this has been booked for months in advance. Just to give a flavour of when it's on and what's happening, there's games on Saturday and Sunday. You have Cup and Shield finals. And I think the introduction of the Shield competition is very, very good, because it gives teams who were beaten in the Cup another chance to showcase what they can do. And we're delighted to say we have, from Sligo Leitrim League, we have two teams in the Shield finals. If you're interested in going to watch, we have the Under-14 Shield finals. Real Tubber will play against St. Francis from Athlone, and that's at 1 o'clock on 1 o'clock next Saturday. And then our friends from our friends from Valley Rovers will play Moyne Villa at 1 p.m. in the Under 16 Shield final on Sunday. But you have a big representation from Galway. They still seem to have a lot of hold on some of the competition. You have Merview, Salthill Devon, Crockwell and Knocknacara. That's the four under-12 teams that are in it in the Cup and Shield final. Then you have Mayo, Knocklechamagh versus Merview in the under-14. So Merview will probably have a couple of busloads down. They seem to be in so many finals. On Sunday, you have Merview again against Renmore. You have Manulla versus Merview. And the under-18 final. So they are really dominating the underage. They have, that's like five teams in the final.
Across the region.
Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal.
And on.
So it's
apologies, Tina, keep going there.
Yeah, sorry, it's going to be a great, great football. It's down in the IT. Again, let's pray for the good weather. Grass pitch and Astra pitch, very close. There's like, and the facilities there, it's all that. So, and visiting teams, and if people who are interested in looking at their own team and pitching it against the best of the rest in the region, in Connacht in particular, that's where to go on Saturday and Sunday. Now, that will all be up on our web Facebook page and our Twitter feed, all the dates, or the times and all that of the fixtures. They're starting at 2, and they go on till... starting at 1, sorry, and they'll go on then till 3, 4 o'clock. So it's quite snappy. There'll be games running adjacent to each other, and you can literally walk from one game to another. So we're really excited to be hosting that again in Sligo Leitrim.
Yeah, it's a real feather in the cap to finish, Tina, that those finals have been staged here.
Oh, yeah, as we said, they do the rounds, like each region, like Roscommon and District, Galway, Mayo, etc., they will all have their chance. It just came around to be our turn again. And I think we actually said we would like to host this year, and it was given. And a lot of that work, our representative on Connacht is Michael Mulvaney. And anybody who's involved in youth soccer for years and years and years would know Michael Mulvaney doing out fixtures on the back of cigarette boxes. That, you know, Michael is so tuned in to everything that's going on, and he's very, very acutely aware of the logistical side of organising tournaments and organising this type of weekend, especially where you have teams visiting and you want to showcase our facilities, our referees, our everything the best we can. And it's great that we have the local teams competing as well. So a big shout out to Rail Tubber and to Valley Rovers, and the best of luck to them next weekend. We really hope they can bring home the bacon, as they say.
Let's hope so. Tina Byrne, thank you very much, as always.
Thank you, Austin, and we'll talk to you. It'll probably be the Connacht Cup finals will probably feature prominently next week, and I hope I'll be speaking about wins for our own teams. But best of luck to all teams, and best of luck to the referees and everybody involved in organising it. It's exciting times for us.
And good luck with the FAI CEO job interview again.
you know I am joking.
I know you are. Tina Byrne, thank you. Here comes the news.
Thanks a million. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Arrowhart.
Ahana Celtic.
Ballymote Celtic.
Manor Rangers.
Benbulbin FC.
Yates United.
Drumore Villa.
Carrick Town.
Boyle Celtic.
Gurcheen Celtic.
St. John's.
Valley Rovers.
Ballygawley Celtic.
Pollery Bowes.
Eel Tubber.
Glen Celtic.
Ballacadair United.
Merville United.
Glass, Enniscrone United.
This is